Welcome back. Thanks for listening. In quite a few episodes, I'm going to talk about things that have happened throughout my life. This could be thought of as testimonies. Starting from way back when I was young. In a few of my episodes, previous episodes, I spoke about different things that I'm going to get around to recording and speaking about. And in days to come, it's times of revelation, end of days, some people called it. These podcasts, I think people left behind will be listening to, maybe, maybe not. But that's the impression I've been getting from the Holy Spirit. So tell about what things used to be like. And, well, for us, it's now, what things are like now. And so that's what quite a lot of the episodes in this next few episodes, I suppose it's season, and this season is going to be about. And a bit on Mark of the Beast, worshipping the image of the beast, what the mark is here, and how people got tricked, things like that, in this season. So, but before I get started, let's say our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay, so, sort of clearing my throat a bit. Starting, where to start? I suppose we could start with my childhood and how I met Jesus when I think I was 8 years old. A long time ago, I don't actually remember how old I was when I met him. Physical, not the whole spiritual thing. You know, he reached out and called me my name, Paul, and shook my hand. Physical shake. Lots of people saw him. My grandfather at the time, long past, my grandfather growled him. And we'll get to that. So, you know, it wasn't just my imagination shaking him. I saw my grandfather growling him. I saw an angel preceded him and told me I was meeting Jesus that day. And explained a few things to me, and my grandfather saw the angel, told me, man, it looks like the fella's waiting for you. They look like people, just like me and you, angels. It goes for the fallen as well. Some people call them demons. Well, they're not actually demons. Demon is a spirit. But the fallen, and God's holy, they look just like us. Other than the Nakesh, and the Nakesh, they look like us, but they cover up their eyes with sunglasses, because we'll be able to see their serpent eyes otherwise. A lot has happened in my life, and I think when God, after my anointing and after I received my seal, an angel placed the seal of God in my forehead. We're going to have to do an episode on that. And after my anointing, he told me to tell all his children, and so I've been getting around to doing all these recordings. So, yeah, Jesus. My childhood was, I grew up with my, I went into foster care with my foster parents when I was about 7 years old. My wife looked at my file, my social welfare file, and I was seven. I kind of remember all that. But before that, my childhood was so horrific. I used to pray to God. I used to want to die all the time. And when I came into my foster parents' care, my grandfather was telling me about, because I wanted to die all the time, and they heard and they knew that, and they told me that if you kill yourself, you commit suicide, you go to hell. You can't die like that, and you can ask God to help you. So I used to pray to God and say, God, could you take me to heaven? Could you just I can't kill myself because I go to hell, but could you take me? I don't want to be in this world anymore. There's a lot to that childhood. I'm going to try and sum it up before I went to my grandparents. My biological mother and father, they were horrific, man. They were bad. And we roamed a lot. I remember as a child, we were constantly on the run. And I found out in later years that my parents were constantly on the run from mafia, gangs. They were ripping people off all the time, committing scams, and running escort services. My mother ran escort services on wharves, ships and docks, and just a lot of really evil things. And when we came to New Zealand, my mother's family's from New Zealand. We got picked up by social welfare and removed, and I ended up with my cousins in the Hokianga. And so I used to pray all the time to not want to be here. That's an important part of what I'm about to explain. And so praying to God all the time to remove me from this world, well, he must have heard my prayers. Because when I was about the age of 7, I remember walking down the road one day, and I would just walk off and leave when parents were harsh to me. Adults at the time, adults were harsh to me. I'd just get out of there. It was just a basic survival instinct. Don't stand there and freeze. As a child, I would fight back against bullies and fight back against just bad people hurting other children. So I used to try and defend them and defend myself, and my little sister looked after her from a very young age. And so I remember being around sort of 7-ish with my foster parents. They were being harsh to me, and well, at the time, I thought that was harsh. It was probably nothing, really. You know, I remember wandering off and just crying and praying to God. Just take me, man. Take me up to heaven, and I'll do anything for you. I'll serve you all eternity. Well, you must have heard that prayer. Me praying and saying, I'll serve you for all eternity, and just take me. And, well, the pain went away. All that pain within me and anger and... it just sort of vanished. And I didn't feel that way anymore. You must have heard. And at the time, I didn't think much of it. I was just, oh, it's gone. I was a happy child after that. And at about the age of 8, there was this gala day opposite the school. I went to school at Open Only Area School. And there's this park straight across the road. Well, it's like a empty clearing of grass. And people could drive their cars up in there. And there was a gala there one day, I recall, the school and the community was having a community gala day. We call them markets nowadays, but back then, so let's just call them markets, okay? So there was a markets there, and we're all there, and I remember my grandfather and my Auntie Kerry, he must have got told something in his prayers. He was a very spiritual man. Very holy man. He used to take church services in the church and all that sort of stuff and go to Marais and lead the people in prayer and guiding them to God, you know. He was a biblical man. And God must have said something to him. Or sent an angel or something in his prayers. And he knew that I was to be watched that day. And I remember him saying to my auntie, hey, keep an eye on him and got to watch him today. And so we got to the gala day. And there was this guy standing on sort of the left side of the markets on the footpath, just looking at me. My grandfather saw, and he said to me, that guy, I think he wants to speak to you. Maybe you should go talk to him. So I went and spoke to him. And said hi. And he asked me my name, and I said to him, yeah, I'm Paul. And he said to me, Jesus is coming to meet you today. I said, cool. Why? And he said, you don't know why. He says, oh, he's coming to meet you because you've been chosen. You are elect. I says, cool. What's that? Oh, choice. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I remember asking, what's that? And he says, oh, you don't know? Your grandfather should have told you by now. He didn't teach you all these things. I says, no. No, he didn't. But... He tried, I remember now, in hindsight, thinking back to days on the farm and all that sort of stuff, he did try to tell me stuff about end of days, and my parents would talk to me about things like end of days and how bad things are going to be. Well, it hasn't really turned out that way thus far. I think we're about halfway through. A lot of people are saying we're coming to the end. I don't believe it. It doesn't look that way to me. And so, yeah, he said to me, grandfather should have told you that by now. Well, I think he did try, and I just wasn't able to understand it at that age. And so he's, my auntie was looking for me, and the angel knew. And he said to me, I think your auntie is looking for you. Go to her now. Jesus will come to you. So I went to my auntie and carried on through the markets and whatnot, you know, cakes and hot dogs and having fun. On the other side of the markets, this big guy calls my name, and I see the angel standing behind him that I was previously talking with. I don't know how much time had passed by that point. Probably an hour or so, 30 minutes, don't know. But he calls out to me. I said, yep, yeah. I go, look at him. And he, what did he say after that? He just calls my name, and I looked at him and I says, yeah. He says, who are you? He says, I'm Jesus. Oh, okay. He says, you're mine. Okay. I said, he goes, I own you. I says, oh yeah. He says, you're mine. I own you. You belong to me. I says, okay, cool. But Jesus is white, I said to him. And he goes to me, I don't blame you. You were raised in the Catholic Church looking at idols. He was going to say idols, and then he stopped and said, images of me being white with long hair. And I looked at him. I looked at the angel. The angel was a white fella. Jesus was actually, he looked African, like an islander actually. he wasn't dark, like a dark African, and he wasn't, kind of looked more Māori actually, but African features, tanned like Egyptian, I suppose. Like Israeli people, but he had curly black hair, short curly black hair, well not short actually, if you let it grow it would be an afro, okay, just imagine that, it wasn't that long, but he did have average curly black hair, and he was big, he was stocky, you know, like if you went to the gym, you would be built and buff, but he wasn't that buff, okay. A t-shirt on, just from a child's perspective, he looked reasonably big, and he looked like, you know, he wasn't white, okay. So he told me this. He said, "You're mine. I own you. You belong to me." I said, "Cool." And he told me, you know, I don't blame you. He looked at images of me in the church, in the Catholic Church that I was raised in, to be white. Well, it's quite obviously he wasn't. The angel that went before him was, and he shook his hand, he held his hand out to me, and I shook his hand, and he said to me, your grandfather's looking for you. I says, yeah, probably. He says, don't tell anyone that you met me today, okay? That this is, and I says, okay. So I went to go walk off. And Papa, he was just like there. I just had to turn and walk off. And he saw me, must have seen me talking to Jesus. And he comes up to me and he says, Paul, who's this? And I looked at Papa and then I looked at Jesus. After Jesus just literally, he just said, don't tell anyone. And I looked at Papa, I looked at Jesus again, and Jesus said to me, quite directly, he says, don't lie. Don't ever lie. I says, okay. I pointed at Jesus, lifted the arm, and says, this is Jesus. My grandfather just sort of, he got really angry. Oh, I felt so bad for Jesus, because he didn't do anything. He just came to meet me that day, and I kind of screwed it up. I should have just turned and walked off immediately as soon as he said, grandfather's looking for you. Don't tell anyone, but I literally took like one step. I turned around, took like one step, and Papa was there. And the angel, I saw my Auntie Kerry. She came up by me, and I saw her helping Papa, defending Papa against Jesus. He knew, he must have known that was going to happen. And, you know, he's son of God, man. He can come and go into this world as he pleases. He can go meet all his chosen, wherever he wants, whenever he wants. And he knows what's going to happen. And so that was my first encounter seeing him. There was another encounter at a later time, but this is, you know, we've gone 15 minutes. And I'm guessing that by now, people's patience has dwindled, and they don't want to listen to anything longer than this. So I'm going to stop here. That was my first meeting. I think the next one I'm going to talk a little bit about how horrific my childhood was. I don't really need to, actually. I kind of summed it up. But it was bad, and Jesus heard my prayer, and he came, and he met me, and he told me I belonged to him, okay? And that was when I was about 8. And I met him again a few years later. He came to my driveway, the house my wife and I and our children were renting. And I think I'll do the next one on that. So, listen in, and I'll just keep going over all these different encounters with different angels and beings and... I didn't realize I was entertaining a fallen at one point. Not entertaining, but he was pretending to... Oh, well, he was a property developer. I didn't realize he was one of the fallen. I bumped into some angels one day trying to catch him. I screwed that up, as I normally screwed a lot of things up. So anyway, we'll do on that as well. In my experience of having the seal go on my forehead and shit. Anointing, I got an anointing, didn't even see the angel, I just felt the anointing go on my forehead. I'll go over that. No, I'll keep trying to tell things as they happened, so you guys get a bit of an accurate account of what actually happened, okay? Anyway, let's say the Psalms 23, that first prayer was our Father's prayer. It was a structure of how to pray, so you just break that structure down and pray however you want to pray, but that was a structure from the Holy Bible. And Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. All right, see you in the next one.